Next is the class in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 7, text number 141, given on April 8, 1996, in Gitanagari.
This verse is spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in discussing Vedanta philosophy with Prakashananda Saraswati and his Mayavadi followers. And Lord Chaitanya has been saying that Shankara covers the real meaning of Vedanta, and they are very receptive to what he says, and then they ask him to give the direct meaning. So now he's giving the direct meaning and stressing the personal nature of the Absolute Truth and how to approach him. Translation: it is only by devotional service, beginning with hearing, that one can approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the only means to approach him. Purport: Mayavadi philosophers are satisfied simply to understand Brahman to be the sum total of knowledge. But Vaishnava philosophers not only know in detail about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but also know how to approach him directly. The method for this is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as 9 kinds of devotional service, beginning with hearing: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyamatma, Nivedanam, Bhagavatam 7.5.23. One can directly approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by executing the 9 kinds of devotional service, of which hearing about the Lord is the most important, Shravanadi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has very favorably stressed the importance of this process of hearing. According to his method, if people are simply given a chance to hear about Krishna, certainly they will gradually develop their dormant awareness of love of Godhead. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitti Karaye Udai. That's C.C. Madhya 22.107. Love of God is dormant in everyone, but if one is given a chance to hear about the Lord, certainly that love develops. Our Krishna consciousness movement acts on this principle. We simply give people the chance to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and give them prasad to eat. And the actual result is that all over the world, people are responding to this process and becoming pure devotees of Lord Krishna. We open hundreds of centers all over the world just to give people, in general, a chance to hear about Krishna and accept Krishna's prasad. These two processes can be accepted by anyone, even a child. It doesn't matter whether one is poor or rich, learned or foolish, black or white, old or still a child. Anyone who simply hears about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and takes prasad is certainly elevated to the transcendental position of devotional service. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Chinamani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavani Pasitari Pacharane. So I'm going to be teaching a course called Prabhupada Appreciation. This is the centennial year for Srila Prabhupada. And so the devotees in this movement are trying to use this occasion to bring to the attention of the people of the world how important Srila Prabhupada is. So Prabhupada can be appreciated by his followers intimately, but we want him to be appreciated by everyone. So that question may be raised: how is Prabhupada actually relevant to people outside of ISKCON? For answer, we can turn to Srimad Bhagavatam in the beginning, when the sages of Namisharanya were gathered there. And they begin to question Sukha Goswami, And both the sages themselves and Sudha Goswami are described by Prabhupada in the purport as like elder brothers of humankind, and they're concerned for the family of humanity, and they want to help. So they get together and try to devise a way that everyone can be uplifted from suffering due to the vices that everyone is enmeshed in Kali Yuga. So it's very difficult because it's such a bad age. But the sages, therefore, they request Sutta Goswami that you, they state he's very qualified, you know all the scriptures, very learned. You're also blessed because of your submissiveness by your spiritual masters, and you're blessed with old age, or with good age. So please tell us the ultimate good for the people of this age. And that ultimate good is spiritual knowledge. Because unless people know who they are and what is the purpose of life, then they cannot be happy, they cannot be satisfied. Unfortunately, most of the energy being spent by people on the planet is done in ignorance and not directed towards real self-interest or the interest of people in general. So those persons who come with the knowledge of reality as apart from illusion, who teach the relationship of the soul to the Supreme, they're very rare, and they're actually the well-wishers of everyone. So Prabhupada was working in this way very mightily and very successfully, as he mentioned, opening hundreds of centers. And we who are following him, we're trying to broadcast that same message, but very much aware that his potency is still the necessary for people to receive the direct message of Srila Prabhupada, and so we try to carry that. So, yes, everyone should appreciate Srila Prabhupada. But if we can begin among ourselves who have at least begun a little appreciation of him, we become more convinced and more enthusiastic, and then our society will be enriched, will be alive, and we'll be more able to do this difficult task of trying to make people appreciate Prabhupada, appreciate Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna consciousness outside of what is now reaches of ISKCON. I taught a course called Prabhupada Appreciation about 5 or 6 years ago, and then I compiled a book based on that. And my approach there was comprehensive, that I tried in different chapters to describe all the different ways that Prabhupada can be appreciated through his books and through his qualities and so on and so forth. And only one, there was one chapter in there about hearing his lectures. But this course that I'm teaching today, or starting today, is focusing on one particular. And we can do that. We can praise Prabhupada, therefore, in so many ways. So I've chosen to speak about hearing Prabhupada's lectures and relishing that by hearing the tapes of his lectures, recordings. And I began this, I began a seminar on this in Vrindavan, 1996. I taught 10 classes, so I'm just continuing that. And as we read in the purport, to actually physically hear is the method of gaining Krishna consciousness. We use the word hear also to mean read, but it can also specifically mean, and does specifically mean, to hear with your ear from the speaker, hear him explain and inquire from him. Prabhupada, when in describing Shravanam, used to use words like that, oral reception to the ear, sound vibration, and the ability to hear, receiving the message through the ear. In one purport, he says, one's thinking, maybe, he says, a hearing is more important than thinking in this age. I think by thinking, he means meditating silently. We still have to think, even when we hear. A hearing is more important than thinking. Then, quote, one's thinking may become disturbed by mental agitation, but if one is concentrated on hearing, he will be forced to associate with the sound vibration of Krishna. So other attempts to think of Krishna without actually hearing about him will be very difficult because you can't control your mind. But the hearing, it just breaks through like thunder. And you have to hear, or you're more likely to pay attention. And this has been since time immemorial, this method is used. In fact, they used to not have recourse to books, and not because they were primitive and didn't have a printing press, but people had better memories, and you would just hear, maybe you would hear three times a particular shastra, and then you would have it memorized. So one of the effects of Kali Yuga is like short duration of mind, loss of vitality, laziness, and so on. All these unlucky, all these contribute also to being unable to remember shastra. So speaking was very much a part of Prabhupada's life, although we sometimes say the most important thing he did was to write the books. But in his own life, he gave equal importance to speaking. It was important for as effective preaching. It also seemed to be something that he, shall we say, needed to do or wanted to do. It was his bhajan, his way of living, that he would always speak. In fact, for those who would travel with him would note this as one of the most remarkable characteristics of Prabhupada, that he was always talking about Krishna. One day at the end of the day, he'd been talking almost non-stop, traveling to different places, lecturing or speaking in his room to guests. And he said to his secretary at night, I think I have the exact quote, "Keep me talking, that is my life. Don't let me stop talking." Another time, as he was in Mexico, he was preaching all day and he didn't even stop to eat. And then at night he stopped and he had puris and milk. And he said, this is real life. We speak all day about Krishna and then take some prasadam at night. So fortunately, many of these talks have been preserved. And we have from this Bhaktivedanta ministry, we have the tapes to hear. The course that I'm teaching, I've selected lectures just from 1966. And so the course, it's for listening and appreciating the gems of philosophy that Prabhupada gives. I've heard the lectures and I picked out things that just struck me in different ways, so we can appreciate how he was preaching. But it's also, I'm reminiscing about the times of 1966. So that as a way of being with Prabhupada, because hearing him, you can associate with him in a very personal way. Prabhupada, as for the 66 lectures, he recorded them himself on the. Those days the cassettes weren't on the market yet, but he had good quality reel-to-reel tape recorders. It was part of the experience of seeing Prabhupada at 26 Second Avenue, would be to see him, his form, so attractive as an elderly sannyasi from India, and sitting first on the floor and then a little later on a dais. But then part of the of seeing him was always that right beside him was a big tape recorder, and as he spoke it would silently go around from reel to reel. He would sometimes look at it, make sure it was going, or if it wasn't going he would try to fix it. He was concerned that that it be preserved. Just like with other things, later when Prabhupada, when disciples came forward, they started doing things that he was doing. And mostly they didn't do it as well as he did. It's like cooking and everything. So, come to think of it, once Prabhupada stopped recording the lectures, it really went down. He did a good job. 1966, we have about 60 lectures. They're all well recorded. And there's a particular absence, unfortunately, of recorded lectures for 1969 and not much in 1968 or 67. But anyway, there's a lot for 66. And since those were special times, because Prabhupada was just beginning, and we see what it was like when he was depending on Krishna, didn't even have any disciples. The way he was speaking about Krishna. So in Vrindavan, when I began the course, we started with the very first recordings of Prabhupada. He made some recordings when he was in New York City, uptown, 72nd Street, living in the yoga ashram with Dr. Mishra. He recorded, he was reading the introduction to Gita Upanishad. And then we have some of the first lectures. So we followed him from there down to the Bowery, over to 26 Second Avenue. And in my course starting this afternoon, we'll pick up where we left off in Prabhupada's lecturing there. But I thought I'd give a little sample of the recording here. Prabhupada once, he's talking about his tape recorder, and in 26 Second Avenue, and he said the tape, I forget what it was, we were in his room, he said the tape recorder was broken, and I said, well, I was taking notes. He said, yes, you are a tape recorder, so I'll try to be a tape recorder. So Prabhupada was quoting the verse that ends Sa Eva Gokara, but those people who go to the holy place, who only go to the river to bathe and buy some utensils, they said, I've been to a holy place. The scripture says that he's an ass. And Prabhupada laughs. And then she says, he said, yes, you want to speak? He hasn't finished his lecture, but he's not standing in that ceremony. So she wants to speak, and she says, in the places known as secret places, and Prabhupada corrects her, sacred places, she said. Yes, in the places known as sacred places, isn't it also true that there is a certain magnetism there because of the saintly persons who have been there? Prabhupada was saying just to go to a saintly a holy place is not good enough. He said, a question. So that, he said, yes, that's true. Of course, certainly, he said. There is a magnetism because of the saintly persons who have been there. Just like, he says, it is practical. He said that I was living in Vrindavan before I came here. And now I'm in New York City, the greatest city in the world. But I'm not happy here. And then this woman says sympathetically, yes, I know. And Prabhupada says, I'm not happy here. My heart is in Vrindavan. So I'm hankering after that Vrindavan. I'm not happy here. Then, why have you come? He asks. And he says, because I am duty bound. My spiritual master asked me to come to bring you this message. Therefore, in spite of all inconvenience and risk in old age, I have come here because I'm duty bound. At another point, Prabhupada is explaining to her, or to the group, but this woman is there, that Krishna says that yourself, myself, all these persons, we all always existed in the past. That version must be correct because it's spoken by Krishna. It can't be wrong. Now, if somebody else says something, it may be wrong. He gives the example that the Mayavadis say that if you see a multiplicity of selves, that's a mistake, like a mirage or seeing double. But how can you attribute that to Krishna if Krishna says the souls are many? So the woman interrupts and she says, is this in the Bhagavad Gita? Or are you making it up and adding something? So Prabhupada says, to answer her, he says, no, it is in the Bhagavad Gita. And then he gets the Bhagavad Gita. Na, cave, aham, jatu, nasam. He reads each word to explain that he hasn't made it up, but Krishna is saying it's yourself, myself, all this.